Sport 8. Well, it has been a major storm this week, and you can insert whatever you want to term the term you use in front of the storm, because of the dismissal of Lisa Laflamme, 35 years at CTV. Well, now they apparently are launching CTV News, the parent company, Bell, launching an internal workplace review over criticism the way that Lisa Laflamme's dismissal was handled. Joining us for the next few minutes to talk about this is the founder and managing partner of Williams HR Law and the president and CEO of Williams HR Consulting, Laura Williams. Laura, thanks for taking time on a Friday afternoon to join me.
Glad to be with you, Ted. Thanks for having me.
So let's first of all talk about this, because I've been in those of us in this industry have all gone through it. We've been called into the boss's office, some of us more often than not, and told, okay, here's... In this case, apparently, when you walk into the office and see a purple envelope, you know you're doomed. But you walk in, they've got the manager there, they've got somebody from HR, and they say, okay, we're moving on, and basically, here's your package. Is there, if you will, Laura, quote-unquote, a good way to handle a dismissal when it comes to letting somebody go?
Well, from the employee perspective, it never feels good. But there are things that should be done and measures that should be taken to ensure that, you know, an organization doesn't mishandle the communication. And certainly when you're dealing with a high profile termination, there are other things that are kind of connected to the termination decision, such as how you're going to communicate the decision publicly, that have to be very well thought out.
Now, in your case, when you first heard of what happened with this story, what went through your mind? And maybe it's not from a business perspective, maybe it's from a personal perspective, but what crossed your mind initially when you heard the news?
To be forthright, what went through my mind was, you know, seeing somebody that is highly regarded, a very public figure, having made a decision to, you know, for example, go gray, which is connected with, you know, by many showing your age. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is a difficult decision for women to make, particularly in the public eye. And I frankly, I couldn't help. My mind couldn't help but make certain connections.
So that is obviously something that a lot of people are putting two and two together. It's interesting now, from a PR standpoint, a PR crisis communication, now that the quote from Bell Media is, they regret the way in which the news of her departure has been communicated. You know, it seems to me in the communication business that maybe did they not think that they would get a lot of blowback on, well, first of all, the decision, and B, the way that they handled it?
Well, you know, so it's surprising and somewhat paradoxical, if you will, when you read the statement, which is essentially attempting to provide an assurance that the value of, you know, the connection of Ms. Laflamme to the newsroom and to the brand, that it was definitely taken into consideration. But the fact that the mark was so grossly missed with respect to what the public reaction would be does call things into question generally.
Now, I know that what they are doing is they are now launching an internal workplace amid criticism of the dismissal. And from what I understand, I have some friends who work at that particular company, and they're all basically guffawing and scoffing at that. That they're a day late, a dollar short. And this information was relayed to them a long time ago about a toxic atmosphere, and they basically did nothing. Is this maybe a case of classic PR spin now?
Well, you know what? Sometimes the way that organizations come to reviews of this nature, and there are a lot of organizations that have popped their hoods and are doing some navel gazing right now with respect to, you know, whether or not there's kind of systemic discrimination or, you know, inequities or a toxic environment. You know, whether an organization gets there kind of proactively or reactively, my view is it's a good thing. Particularly given the nature of what a truly well-run third-party review process should yield. And that's, you know, objective identification of deficiencies and gaps, you know, benchmarked against best practice and what should be in place, and then a set of recommendations that should be actionable.
And, of course, there are those that wonder, of course, cynical people being cynical, that maybe what is released by this particular internal workplace review, there are those that wonder if they're going to follow through on this or if this is just words coming out of a head office.
Well, certainly, but when you're in the spotlight and, under the heat of the spotlight, then, typically, and I'm hoping that there's some really good intentions behind this, but, irrespective of intentions, there's going to be heat and there's going to be a lot of scrutiny around the actions taken after any recommendations are issued.
And just before we wrap up, of course, as we say, and our guest is Laura Williams, President and CEO of Williams HR Consulting, talking about what happened with Bell Media. This type of thing goes on all the time, as we know, either pre-pandemic or post-pandemic, or businesses make move all the time. But I guess, Laura, in many ways, people are surprised when it happens in the media because it's a very public way of doing things. But yet, maybe the fact that we are in the public eye is a reason why something like this, letting somebody go, draws so much attention.
That's right. But it also, if we look at the positive side of it, getting so much attention is a good thing. It's a good thing not only for, this particular industry, but for all industries. And, we really learn from each other's missteps. And I'm sure and I know already that there will be and continue to be some good takeaways from this situation.
Laura Williams, founding and managing partner of Williams HR Law and the president and CEO of Williams HR Consulting. Thank you very much for your update and the input on what happened with Lisa LaFlamme and Bell Media, and we'll see what happens with this going forward. Much appreciated, Laura. Thanks for the time. All right, Laura.